Saturday, April 3rd, 5:48 a.m. I'm painting. I've been up for quite a while. I got up around 3 o'clock again. The dog woke us up, so I let him out and dealt with him. So I stayed up. 3 o'clock's about a good time for me. I already slept almost 6 hours, and so I was doing pretty good. I had a lot of things to do. Besides dealing with a dog, I had to we have chickens, as you know, and springtime they start producing a lot of eggs. Even the old girls do. Not every day for the old girls, but still they add to the pile. So a big pile built up, and I had to wash them. That's kind of my job that I've taken over. Just to keep it, from overwhelming my wife with her chickens. Let's see. Oh yeah, she brought another rooster home. Anyway, so he's an older rooster. Not too bad. He's not aggressive, at least. He looks stupid. He kind of looks like a turkey. He's big. His neck is the skin. There's no feathers on his neck. He's got the redness, that red type of skin, like around their face. He's got that going down his neck. So he's kind of a mixed up chicken of some sort. I'm not sure what he is. He's probably some kind of crossbreed of some, not crossbreed, but crossbreed of a bunch of different types of chickens, I would guess. That's my guess. But yeah, he's not moving too good. When he came here, he was kind of weak, but he seems to have gained some of his strength back. Margaret said the other roosters were starting to pick on him, so that's usually a sign that he would have been killed off after a while. So she couldn't turn her back, and I've given up trying to keep her from turning her back on those chickens. Like, just look away, honey. Just look away. Don't look at that. Anyway. So I'm gonna start painting here again, and I just thought I'd stop and start a post, and I'll talk to you a little later. 6:52 a.m. I'm gonna talk about a little bit what I'm painting here. When I paint, I have the attitude that I'm going to paint over what I'm painting right now after it dries or whenever, but someplace in the future I'm going to paint over it again to make it better. Sometimes I'll paint something and I'll get an idea of where I want it to go because the paint is interacting that way, the pigments are interacting that way, or light and dark is interacting that way, or whatever. Intensity is interacting that way. And so I kind of work on that idea and try to develop the idea. Then I'll leave it continuing on to something else that's showing me that needs to be dealt with. But then I can come back like the very next day, say, or maybe further in the future, who knows, and see, oh, this is just the beginning of the idea. Here's a solution. I can f act actually I could find a solution in 2 steps. Sometimes it usually takes 3 or 4 steps to find the solution to what I'm trying to say on the canvas. So right now I'm working on something and I'm looking at it saying, yeah, it's going to need a second coat, so but let me play with this as far as I can go, because I know in the future it's going to give me a better idea of what I want it to do, what I want it to say, one I wanted to represent. Okay, so I just want to talk about that. Back to painting. 9:14 a.m. Well, I'm going to stop painting here. I worked on the floor more than I thought I was going to, anyway. So went through the whole, almost the whole floor, especially behind her head and up against the far wall. And the sidewall on the right, down to the lamp and the chair. little below the chair, to her shoulders, over to the couch, up to the door, the entrance to the door. But like I said, I'm going to probably paint over those parts again, or at least touch them up a bit or something. It looks good right now. Who knows? Maybe I'm gonna leave that part the way it is. You never know. Never know about stuff like this. Have a good day.